This is a recording in collaboration with the Centre for Stories and Curtin University's School of Education. Lunchtime Stories is a series of five live recordings that focused on sharing experiences from international students studying at Curtin. These storytellers touch on topics of isolation, culture shock, and language barriers, all while in the middle of completing their degrees. This recording features Candy. We hope her story inspires you to reach out to international students in your classes or engage in conversations with new staff in the workplace.
Hello, my name is Candy. I'm studying Master Degree of Education at Curtin University. My story is about my own overthinking. Maybe if I do something, it's gonna lead me to the wrong direction. When I was in my internship, I used to be the pre-service teacher for my internship as in my bachelor degree. At that time, after I graduate, I should be the teacher in high school. But I think for my knowledge and at that time and my skill is not enough to be the teacher. So I decide to continue study in master degree. And I take a scholarship because I don't want my parents to pay me too much in for my master student. And I got a scholarship to study my first master in Thailand. At that time, I decided to choose to study in the university that have international program because I want to continue using English that I, before I take a scholarship, I need to take the IELTS exam. Yeah, and it's quite an expensive exam, so I just want to continue using the English. At that time, I think the English was my problem that I need to write everything, my assignment, and take a test in English because my bachelor is in education and my master is in science program. So study everything in science, both the textbook exam is in science and in English. So I quite serious at that time. It's very stressful because half of my classmates are students from Faculty of Medicine, Pharmacy, and some of them is start working in the hospital already. So I think I will have a problem that about my exam that I cannot read, cannot understand everything when I take exam. So what I need to do at that time is I need to study harder than I did in my bachelor. And I'm quite stressful, but after I try to study by myself and when I have some questions, I ask my professor. And after finish the exam, I got A or of the exam that I take a test. So I think at that time, the thing that make me quite worried and stressful is my overthinking that I will be fail in this unit. And after finish all the exam, I need to do the thesis to graduate. I do my thesis for the whole year, collect the data from my participant, and the day that I wait is the day that I need to take defense exam for my thesis. I quite study hard and work hard for my exam, and before the defense exam, I just think that day it should be have something went wrong. I should be find something that's bad for me. And I think, okay, I just wake up and get there the most beautiful days that I have. Because I think that if I cannot do well, I just dress well. So it maybe make me feel better than overthinking. Yeah, and when I start present my study, everything went well. It's like my research question, my collecting data is really good, and all of the teachers look happy with my presentation. But the last part of my presentation is about data analysis. One of the teachers asked me that I did something wrong with my SPSS, with my data analysis. And yes, I translate the data in the incorrect way. It means that all of my hard work the whole year is fail. So I feel like, oh my gosh, what happened? I work with this thing for the whole year. But in the end, the final day, I present the incorrect thing. at that time, I really want to cry because it's like the failure, the big failure of my life. And I cannot cry because I wear mascara. So what I need to do is I look up to the wall. I look up into the sky and it's like, I cannot cry at this time. If I cry, my face will be dirty. I just smile to my teacher and I told them, okay, I will collect it as soon as possible. And then I just went back to my home and cry at my home. Yeah. And next week, after finished presentation, I make appointment with my professor to collect my thesis again. And then he reads my sentence, and I told myself at that time that it's quite sad that I need to collect everything when all of my friends already finished. Yeah, and he said that it's not quite the big mistake. I just changed some explanation of my information. But before he talked the sentence, he asked me that, what do you think about our solution for this problem? And I told myself that I will not cry at that time. He will not see me crying in front of him. And after he asked me about the solution, I cannot speak anything because I think it's something in my eye. Yeah, and I start crying and I told him that I cannot think anything at that time. And I cry a lot. And he looking for the tissue paper to help me to with my eye. And he give me the box of tissue paper. And he said that you cannot cry a lot at this time because I have one tissue paper left. You just cry and just use this one tissue paper. I said, okay, I will stop crying at that time. And I think, why even I cry? I can cry only one tissue paper. Yeah, and after I finish crying, we start collect everything again. And so lucky I submit my thesis on time. Yeah. And then after finish my thesis process, my scholarship has the next scholarship that I can continue study in master degree at overseas. At first, I think that I will not continue any master degree because study so suffer, it makes me suffer. But I don't know, I just try to take the exam and I got this scholarship. And before I got this scholarship, I have the interview, a little interview that they will select the student that they will pass or not pass. And they asked me one question that, what do you see in the future after you got this scholarship that will send you to study in the Faculty of Education? I have nothing in my brain and I told them that I will be a good teacher because I will study in Faculty of Education. And they said, I went out from that interview room and I think that, why I answer the stupid question like that? Why answer, yeah, I will be a good teacher. I choose answer that I will change my country, use my knowledge. And then I think, yeah, I will not get this scholarship for sure. But so lucky I got that scholarship. And now I study in the Curtin University, yeah, for my second master degree. And at first that I start studying here, even I study in the international program before, but everything is different. The English that speak in Thailand, I study with Asian people, is quite different from Australian accent or everything that make me feel like a worry again. I start be stressful again. And then I try to study harder than my first master and try to talk with my friend, then they help me a lot, and talk with my professor, and they also help me give a lot of suggestions. And I already got some the result for my study that I got quite a good result, some high distinction. I think is a good thing for international, that this is not my first language, it's different environment, and I think I did quite well. Yeah, and it's not that good as some local student, but I just do my best. Yeah, everything. And what I know is don't worry too much. Sometimes we cannot stop our thinking, stop our opinion, but just do as best as we can, and then just accept the result. If we find a mistake, just correct it and move on. Yeah, this is my story.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to listen to more stories, learn about our events, or find out more about what we do, please head to www.centerforstories.com.